But there she is. I can't tell if she's a human or a fifth generation gynomorphic android. And I don't care. I crack open an ampule of mating pheromone and let it waft across the bar. As I sip my drink, a methyl isocyanate on the rocks. Methyl isocyanate is the substance which killed more than 2,000 people when it leaked in Bhopal, India. But thanks to my weight training, aerobic workouts, and a low-fat, fiber-rich diet, the stuff has no effect on me. Sure enough, she strolls over and occupies the stool next to mine. My lips are now 1 angstrom unit from her lips. I begin to kiss her, but she turns her head away. I can't kiss you. We're monozygotic replicants. We share 100% of our genetic material. My head spins. You are the beautiful day. I exclaim, your breath is a zephyr of eucalyptus that does a pas de bourrée across the Sea of Galilee. Thanks, she says, but we can't go back to my house and make love because monozygotic incest is forbidden by the elders. What if I said I could change all that? What if I said that I had a miniature shotgun that blasts genes fingerprints into the cells of living organisms, altering their genetic matrices so that a monozygotic replicant would no longer be a monozygotic replicant, and she could then make love to a muscle man without transgressing the incest taboo? I say, opening my shirt and exposing the device which I had stuck in the waistband of my black jeans. How did you get that thing? She gasps, ogling its thick fiber-reinforced plastic barrel and the Uzi Biotech logo. Embossed on the magazine which held 2 cartridges of gelated recombined DNA. I got it for Christmas. Do you have any last words before I scramble your chromosomes, I say, taking aim? Yes, she says. You first. You first. What if I said that I had you a miniature first. Shotgun that blasts Jean's fingerprints into the first? I can't tell if she's a android.
You first. You
and
first.
I don't care. Android, a methyl R. As
you
I
first.
Sip my drink, well, I
sign
you first. Is the substance of mating pheromone. And let it waft across. Thanks to my weight training,
sip
my
first.
A methyl isocyanate. I don't know, but is the substance which killed more than 2,000. I begin to kiss her, but she turns her head away.
First,
it drains the
first.
No effect on oats. And the low-fatic incest is forbidden by the elders. Unit from her now. Me.
You first.
Aerobic or enough, she strolls below from her lips. Up the song.
You
I got
first.
It for Christmas.
You
I
first.
I begin to kiss her, but
you
first.
Reinforced
plastic barrel.
You first.
You are the beautiful day. Thanks, she says. And
let it waft across the bay. I exclaim, I scramble your chromosomes, my head spins. Or a fifth generation gynomorphic, I house and make love. Because
you first
monocells of living organisms altering their genetic matrices so that a monozygotic replicant would no longer be a mother could change all that. What if I said that I and the Uzi biotech law to a muscle man without transgressing the incest taboo
so that
a monozygotic replicant would no longer
you
be a somatic replicant and she could
you first
I say opening my shirt and exposing the device
first.
Opening my shirt.
You first.
I crackle, but we can't go back to my house and make love. Because Mono's like, oh,
how did you get that thing? She gasps.
You.
How did you
ogling its thick
I can't kiss you.
You're
monozygotic replicants.
We share 100%
of our genetic material.
You first.
If I said I could change all that
DNA,
you first.
Plastic bag
first.
Which I had stuffy biotech laws that does a pot of
ogling
its thick Galilee. They did recombine a DNA.
You first.
In the waistband of my black jeans.
You first.
Do you have any last words before?
You first.
And the Uzi biotech logo. Do you have any last words before?
I exclaim, your breath is a zephyr of eucalyptus that does a pot of beret across a sea of Galilee.